class of 2013, today is indeed a great day of celebration. Celebration for you, your families, for our high school, indeed for the whole church. We rejoice at your accomplishments that have brought you to this day. But we know that it is also a bittersweet day. Much as we celebrate all that has gone before, we know that in a very real way, everything that has gone before is passing away. This day is the last time that the class will be all together like this. Who knows where your paths will lead? I wonder if perhaps the apostles weren't thinking similar things as they heard Jesus tell them that he was going away and then watched him ascend to heaven. We know that it wasn't too long and the apostles themselves were dispersed and never saw each other again. And yet they remained united because they knew that wherever they went, they had a common mission and they had those wonderful years together with Jesus that they took with them to the ends of the world to spread the good news. You, my beloved young people, have received a great gift in your education, your family that cares so much about you, that has offered you the chance to be here today. Probably there's a lot of people in your hearts right now that you wish to thank, and we hold all of them up as well. But you know, as we come to the end of this time, as I walked around the school today and prepared for this, I noticed that there are a couple things around the school that all of us pass every day, and maybe we don't even think much about them, and it kind of gave me some ideas of what I wanted to focus on with you today. The first is something that we pass every day when we're in the school, and that is we've got the coat of arms of Bishop Miege right in the floor of the school. You know, it's roped off and everybody has to keep from stepping on poor Bishop Miege's coat of arms. And of course, it's on the front of the school too with a bright light on it at night. And on the bottom is his motto, Nova et Vetera. And I don't know, probably some of you don't even know what that means. Nova et Vetera, it means new things and old things. That's simple. New things, old things. And I thought, how appropriate for today, because really that's kind of what a graduation is all about in some ways. New things and old things. Comes from the gospel where Jesus praises the scribe who knows how to make use of both new things and the old things. I think at a graduation, it's tempting to want to say that now that the past is past, we want to focus on the new, the great excitement that awaits you in the years ahead. And I know some people, I want to get as far away from here as possible. I want to go to college way out there somewhere because I'm ready to strike out on my own. I'm ready to put the past behind and do new great things. And that's wonderful. That's part of that Nova, the new things. Indeed, today is a day full of hope and joy precisely because we look forward to the new things that God has in store. Everything he will do with this great foundation. But we can't also ignore the past, the vetera, the old things. There's a lot to be thankful for today. And sometimes the further we get from this day, the more we look back and are able to see just how great it really was. Being with you this morning and on your retreat last week and really throughout this year, there's a great spirit in this class. You have so many bonds of friendship that really do tie you together. I pray that you always treasure that. The old things are sometimes the best things too. To hold to those friends, those teachers, the people that have made a difference. The good scribe, Jesus says, is the one who knows how to go forward, not jettisoning the old, but knowing how to make use of the Nova and the Vetera. We pass it every day, but I think especially today we're at that kind of a turning point, right between the old and the new. The other thing that maybe we pass all the time and don't think much about, I was sitting in the chapel this morning praying, and there's, of course, our beautiful window of Jesus there. And I was reminded, you know, down at the bottom of that window, it's the scripture verse that gives the inspiration for that window. It says, Duc and Altum, put out into the deep. This is Jesus' famous words to his apostles as they are prepared to begin their new mission with him. They're content to fish in the waters that they know, to go to the same places, to go with the same people, to do the same things they've always done. It's comfortable. There's a nice part about high school life to know that every day your schedule's made for you. If you're not there on time, someone is going to call your house and say, where are they? To which your parents, I'm sure, will respond, well, they're sick, you know. But every day it's made for you. You know, there's those lovingly constructed little hall freezes to keep you on your best game, getting to class. All those little rules of discipline that help us to order our lives. Well, a lot of that's going away now, put out into the deep. Jesus wants his apostles to go to where the waters are a little bit more rough. The sea is a bit deeper. The fish harder to find. But the opportunity for a catch so much greater. That too, I think, is a bit of where you are at right now. We, the church, the school, says put out into the deep. You're ready now. You've had all this chance for formation. I wonder how many times we just look at that window and we don't even pay attention to it. We run by it like we do Bishop Miege's coat of arms and not think much about it. I invite you to remember that window. It's on so many of our different brochures and things from the high school. Jesus is beckoning. He's like, come. Because when we put out into the deep, notice that Jesus says, come with me. You don't go alone out into the deep. You go with someone. You go with Jesus. That's the great beauty of our faith. When we have our friendship with Jesus, we never go alone. Jesus shares our joys, our struggles, our sufferings, every bit of it. But now he asks you to take greater steps, to do greater things. The last thing that kind of struck me, that perhaps we're in school every day and we don't notice, much like the window or the coat of arms and the floor, something quite a bit more intimate. And that is, I think sometimes we don't notice some of the people that make our life at Bishop Miege possible. Particularly, today I want to thank all of our teachers, and I know you join me today wanting to thank them. But I think one of the things we also miss that goes on in our school all the time is a great spirit of sacrifice. People willing to lay down their lives for you. Today is a great day to say thank you. This day is, it's all about you. It is. We celebrate you. But part of being a disciple of Jesus is to be like our Blessed Mother Mary. When praise is heaped upon her, she says, no, my soul magnifies the Lord. Everything that I've been given is because of someone else. How many times have we missed those chances to recognize others sacrificing for us? Many of them are here today, seated behind the scenes. You know who they are if you stop to think about it. We have so many beautiful examples of sacrifice and the true spirit of the gospel at Bishop Miege. You know, this has been a tough just year and a tough time. I know for all of you, our year started off, we know, mourning the loss of Mr. McDermott. We started with a funeral just 5 months ago. Who could forget being here in the same church to mourn the passing of one who, I think for all of us, modeled just what sacrifice is about, Mrs. Mary Perini. Classmates, friends, parents, so many people lost, so many seeming grief, hardship. But you know, in the midst of all that is sacrifice. We see it in Mrs. Perini, our teachers like Mr. McDermott, our friends, our family members, your parents who are seated right here today. They are witnesses of what sacrifice really means. Your parents have sacrificed so much for you to be here. The question now is, what will you do with that? Now you're called to go out, to be the ones that bear witness to the sacrifice of Jesus, to magnify for others the gift that you have been given. That is your great challenge as you put out into the deep, as you take the new and the old with you. Can you go forward here as true disciples of Jesus? The secret is, that's what we always really wanted you to be. We want you to get your diploma. We want you to be successful academically. But more than anything, we want you to go love Jesus. Because you don't have to be a good student or a great athlete in the future or even now. If you love Jesus, that's what we really wanted for you. I pray that this great journey that we've been on together might continue, that today, as the new things begin, might be an opportunity to ask God to come deeper into your life. You will need that help. But the good news is, like the disciples, you don't go alone. Not only do you have the beautiful examples of the old to take with you, you go with Jesus, and many of those same people who support you will be with you in the future. It has been my great joy to journey with you a little bit, to be together in the boat of the Lord over these last few years. I love being with you because you give me, and indeed the whole church, great cause for joy. Yes, at your academic accomplishments, everything that we celebrate today, the many banners we hung on the wall this year, all great things to celebrate. And I've enjoyed every minute of it. I've felt like many times I've been out there, not just on the sidelines, but competing with you. We share all those joys together. But today, we go forward. Forward into a great future full of hope. Jesus will be your friend. And know that I, your teachers, your parents, we all want to be there too. If there's anything we can ever do to continue to assist you, know that that's the way the family of God works. We're all together, especially as we celebrate the Eucharist. So as we join now together one last time to celebrate this beautiful sacrament of the sacrifice of Jesus, I pray that you might learn to lay down your lives now in thanksgiving for the sacrifice of those who came before you. May God bless you today and each day of the future as you put out into the deep. Blessings on the class of 2013.